Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We're continuing a message, a simple message I began yesterday, God, Your Victory. And we looked at one verse of scripture found in Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, the Lord is speaking prophetically, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise God. And so I had suggested this verse alone in scripture can get you through the whole week victorious. I suggested on Sunday, let's just take that first phrase, fear thou not. What a comfort that is, because God is saying, I don't want you to be afraid. Do not fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Every other kind of fear the enemy would bring, fear of the future, fear of what could be happening to you, fear of failure, fear of a lack of success in your family, in your home, on the job, whatever spirit of fear, it's not of the Lord. Only one fear is godly, righteous, and honorable, and that is to fear God. All our other fears, it's easy to say, I know, but in practicality, in terms of what the Word says, we are not to fear. We're to commit our cares unto the Lord because He cares for us. So if we begin the week, that's one of our biggest battles, because fear hath torment. We can concentrate, meditate on fear thou not, putting on the whole armor of God. And the next phrase we could take for Monday, the beginning of the work week, if you will, for I am with thee. That's why we don't have to be afraid. Jesus said, no man will take them out of my Father's hand, but he secures all those whom the Father has given him. And then on the next day, Tuesday, for example, be not dismayed. It means don't be discouraged. And we began at the end of yesterday's broadcast to look at a situation where there was a real valid excuse, if you will, reason for being afraid in the life of David. And we were turning to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. And let me read just a few verses of that. It came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that's where they had been residing, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men are returning, right? Verse 3, David and his men came to the city. Behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Verse 6, David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters, that they were ready to kill him, stone him, if you will. But what did David do? It said he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He inquired of the priest, who brought the ephod to David. And he asked, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And God gave a simple answer, yes, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So, verse 10, David pursued, 400 men with him, 200 stayed behind because they were so faint and weak, they weren't up to the battle. And just passing through a number of verses, it says that in verse 17, he smote them from twilight even unto evening of the next day. And verse 18 says that David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, nor spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Praise God. So, beloved, what be not dismayed. David could have been very dismayed, very discouraged. However, what did he do? He encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, his wives were taken captive. It says David was greatly distressed, not only for his loss, but because the people that were with him were mourning the loss of and the capture of their wives, their sons, their daughters. And they blamed David for that. Some were even thinking of stoning him. Talk about your friends. With friends like that, you don't need any enemies. Isn't that true? It says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But hear this. This is good. Hallelujah. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Now, you know, you may not be able to understand it. You may not know a way out of your situation. Who says you have to? What you do is trust God and praise God. And if you're down, if you feel defeated, do what David did. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And so when we do that, we are in a position to hear God speaking to us, as David did through the priest. And not only was that word, if you will, true, it was greatly successful. In fact, there was nothing, not even the spoil, not even their possessions, were lost to them. David recovered all. So be not dismayed, beloved. What may be troubling you today? What's on the heaviest burden on your heart? What is the thing that's been troubling you, your mind, your thoughts, your prayers? Just be not dismayed. God will undertake for you. All right, let's go on to Wednesday, for example. What's the next phrase in that of importance in that Isaiah 41 scripture I shared with you? For I am thy God. Hear that promise, beloved. He's speaking to us today. I am thy God. Fear not. Don't be discouraged. I am thy God. Hear that promise, beloved. If we will really hear that, there is no room for fear. There is no room for discouragement or place for defeat when we really and truly know and believe that the great I am is with us, with you right now. I don't care how overwhelming your situation might feel to you. There's nothing too hard for God. He will make a way, as we commonly say, where there seems to be no way. He will bring rivers in the desert, streams in the desert, places where there should be no natural help, but God will undertake for you. Okay, let's go to the next day, Thursday word. I will strengthen thee. God's power, beloved, is made perfect in weakness. And when you can't do it, when you know you simply don't have the strength, physically, emotionally, to do another thing, when you've come to the end of yourself and the situation is totally beyond you, you can rejoice that He will strengthen you. He will give you that physical strength, that emotional strength, that inner spiritual strength that you need. Okay, let's go to Friday's word. Yea, I will help thee. And this is a new translation, but the Apostle Paul states in Romans 8:26 that God, through the Holy Spirit, as we exercise our faith in God's word and in His promises, He will help us with our everyday problems. Our King James translation uses the word infirmities. And in the same way, by our faith, the Holy Spirit helps us with our daily problems. How personal is that today for you, right now. And in our praying, for we don't even know how we should pray, nor how to pray as we should, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feeling that it cannot be expressed in words. And verse 27 says, "And the Father, who knows all hearts," knows, of course, what the Spirit is saying as He pleads for us in harmony with God's own words. Praise God. With God's own will, praise God. So in verse 35, Paul states, "Who then can ever keep Christ's love from us? When we have trouble or calamity, when we're hunted down or destroyed, is it because He doesn't love us anymore? And if we are hungry or penniless or in danger or threatened with death, has God deserted us?" He answers in verse 36, "No. For the Scriptures tell us that for His sake, we must be ready to face death at every moment of the day. We are like sheep awaiting slaughter." Verse 37, "But despite all this, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us enough to die for us." Our King James Bible puts it like this, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." So, do you need His special help at this moment? Well, the Lord is ready to help you. He will do the work for victory in your behalf, whatever is needed. He'll do that right now as you reach out to Him. All we have to do is turn our situation over to Him. Lord, we do that by faith right now. He says, "Yea, I will help thee." What's the interpretation of that? Well, I guess it means exactly what it says. God will help you. Praise God. And then Saturday's word, real quick, "I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Well, I'll have just a little bit more to share, and we'll conclude this message on tomorrow's broadcast and see what else the Lord has for us. But I thank you for joining me. Remember, the Lord is with you. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Praise God. Don't be dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So be of good cheer, beloved. God is with you. He's for you. And if you're struggling right now, there's power in agreeing prayer. I invite you to write or email, and I will pray and respond to you. I'm the only one who gets the emails or reads the letters. So I invite you to write. And I know many over the decades have been so blessed by the ministry of correspondence, whatever God gives to me to respond to you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.